It is 6:02 in the fast lane. As a matter of fact, it's coming up on 6:03 in 3, 2, 1.
Woof.
Woof. 6:03, your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers and officially licensed Rolex jeweler Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker. And we have, with all due respect, coming up in just a moment here on 101 ESPN. Before we get to that, though, if you haven't heard, NFL teams are having a really hard time finding kickers. Even with the regular season just weeks away, teams are scrambling to find a legitimate kicker and are willing to look anywhere, including other sports. Trainer James Galanis told Fox Sports that Carly Lloyd was offered the chance to be the first woman to play in the NFL. He said today she got another call from another NFL team. The one that called today, I don't want to say who it is, was willing to put her on the roster for their next game. They were willing to put her on the roster. She was told she could play on Thursday, the NFL game, but she's playing Thursday with the national team. So that was a conflict. With all due respect, at least the NFL would pay her what she's worth.
Well, in some cases, more than she's worth, Cody Parkey.
Whoa.
He made many millions of dollars.
He made many kicks when they didn't matter quite as much as the ones that mattered the most.
That's when you need them the most.
Yeah. I would love to see her get an opportunity to just do it.
If she didn't have a job already that she was committed to,
yeah,
she would have gone to the
this one pays better.
Tryout. Or the, well, the I guess the preseason game, right?
It's capitalism. Get in.
Yeah.
So Kobe Bryant telling TMZ that he would have won 12 blanking rings if Shaq had gotten his lazy ass in shape. With all due respect, Kobe, yes, you would have gotten those rings, but you needed the man to get them.
It's obviously true.
Yeah, yeah, I think you know so what? Too. That's
I
all
think
right.
That's funny.
That's all right. Those two, you know, those guys have quite the relationship, right?
Yeah, they do.
I think they kind of love each other a little bit. Maybe.
Lazy ass.
Maybe a little bit. Shaq might be my favorite superstar on earth. Like anything he does, I really enjoy.
Really?
Yeah.
What about
his rap albums?
Kazam.
Loved them. Kazam was all right. Was all right. I said loved. Okay. Kazam, don't love, but it was all right. His rap albums.
There's no way you love it.
Yes, for
you
sure.
Love.
Shaq Diesel? Loved it. It was the first CD I had ever. And then okay. Shaq Fu, The Return.
You loved it when you were a kid.
Yeah, it holds up. I put it right up there with like Ice Cube's early stuff.
Oh, okay.
Holds up really, really well.
What about Blueprint? Is it on par with Blueprint?
I mean, Blueprint is, I think, lyrically a tiny bit ahead of where Shaq was.
Okay.
But I mean, as far as him not doing it for a living, I think that he really, really nailed it. You want to fight? Come fight me. I hit you with the pop. In your eyes, see. Get him, Shaq. Tell me this ain't good.
It's awesome.
Well, I don't know if I'd say awesome.
What do you
it's
mean?
Awesome. It's better than you would expect
it's better
from
than
somebody.
Le'Veon Bell.
Well, I mean,
that's
the bar's
sure.
not so high, but yes, you're right.
Shaq hooked up with the Fushnikins too. They were the crew back in the day. All right. You know that sometimes people strike out. They get a tad emotional. Maybe you throw a bat down. Maybe you rip your batting gloves off and slap an umpire with it. That's what happened to Keon Broxton. He was punched out in. He was punched out. He was upset about it. J.A. Happ threw one on the corner. He didn't like the call. Home plate umpire Manny Gonzalez rang him, and you know Keon threw his glove off in upset, ready to go back out to the field. He turns around to get tossed. Manny threw him out of the ball game. With all due respect, a glove to the face means a duel, not an ejection.
That's a great point.
Should have been some sort of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
That
is right.
That should have been a showdown, not a kickout.
Yeah. So someone's going to lose.
Yeah. I mean, that's how duels work.
I guess I'm more
Could you imagine
fair.
Living in a time where if you wanted to settle something, you would calmly take off your glove, staring at another gentleman, and slap him in the face with it and say, it's go time. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go load these weapons.
Well, it's one hell of a way to settle it.
We're going to stand back to back, and we're going to take 10 paces.
It's a hell of a way to settle a disagreement.
And your wobbly-ass hand ain't going to be able to shoot me. The good old days.
So thank you to this contribution, or to a texter for this contribution. I had no idea this existed. But with all due respect to every other mascot in sports, the Scottsdale Community College artichoke is the best. I showed you guys pictures of the artichoke.
I like it.
Looks happy.
Yeah.
It's like a really happy artichoke.
I like artichokes. Artichoke hearts are really good in salads. The grilled artichoke is good.
For sure.
I mean, this one's good, too.
Yeah, look at him just lounging on the chair.
I just kind of wonder how that comes about.
I don't know.
Even if artichokes are like there's tons of them in your area, how do you still say we're going to be the fighting artichokes?
Well, everything else is
how
taken.
How do you have a sports team that has choke in the name?
That's true. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Good thinking.
Big Sis, what do you got for us?
BT was talking about the Broxton glove slap. With all due respect, the glove slap was the hardest thing Broxton hit all night.
Oh, ooh. God.
That's not nice.
Zingers.
Not incorrect.
From the Hotshot text line, 65780. With all due respect, Randy, I hate when you guys say call the text line at 65780 as in O. It is not O, it's zero.
Sorry, you hate it.
And then they butchered our text number after that.
Did they?
Yeah. That's 657, awesome. Not 69.
I think everybody knows what we're talking about.
I totally understand that. And the proper way is 65780. I can't do it. Zero is O.
Yep.
I don't know why. Just is to me.
How often do you give a phone number and say zero instead of O?
Actually, so when I'm, that's kind of funny because anytime I'm actually giving out my phone number, well, I say zero.
Do you?
I say zero, yeah.
Yeah, well, what's the rest of it? Just so we have a context.
Six, eight,
I have a zero
niner.
In mine, and I call it an O.
Do you?
Yep.
So when you're saying it's like blank whatever, O, three.
Exactly.
That's what I do in mine.
Yep. I say zero. Yep. I make sure it's very... Because anytime I have to tell somebody a phone number, it's something like important or they need it. So I want to make sure I enunciate really well.
Excuse me.
What?
Meet it? Is that what you said?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so. By the way, why'd you smile? Why'd you smile and get excited when you said "ooh zinger"? Was it because of the little snack that was zinger?
No.
Oh,
do you like zingers?
Those are good. Yep.
Who doesn't like zingers? Come on.
Out of all of those, so like zingers, the Hostess cupcake, ding dongs,
Little Debbie Swiss rolls.
Yeah, Swiss rolls. We'll throw those in. Nutter butters. We'll throw those in as well. I think.
Stop the fight now. Just stop the fight.
Where are you stopping it at?
Little Debbie Swiss rolls in the freezer.
See, that's
next level. Done that.
It's next level.
Zebra cakes in the freezer.
I'm going ding dongs.
Ding dongs are strong.
Guy.
Ding dongs. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with ding dongs, but
I love to eat
Little Debbie's.
We had Mike Ryder come in with Star Crunch.
Ooh,
Star strong. Crunch. That's strong from the cat guy.
What about the Cosmic Brownies? Are you guys a fan of those?
Cat guy.
Cosmic brownies?
Yeah.
That's what you get in Amsterdam, isn't it?
No, that's a different kind.
I've never had a cosmic brownie.
They got the different colored
the
sprinkles.
The Little Debbie brownie ones, though, the ones that just had like the little walnuts on it, those were a winner back in the day.
Yeah, it's like that, but with sprinkles.
What? That sounds better.
Another texter wants to know, how do you call a text line?
I don't say that.
Excellent question. We've had multiple people ask that question. I think it was in reference to the texter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The texter who said.
You can try, though.
So
leave us a text on our mic drop.
Every single morning for breakfast, 365 days a year, Nick Saban has two Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think it is true. Yeah, Coach worked with him. Coach Venturi worked with Saban, and he's done that for a long time.
Wow.
I mean, he's single-handedly keeping
Little Debbie in business.
Little Debbie in business.
Yeah.
Cream pies are good, though.
They're good. I don't know if I could do two a morning every single morning.
Bring it on.
That was a treat my great-grandmother used to have at the house all the time. Little Debbie.
Little Debbie Swiss
oatmeal,
rolls.
The oatmeal.
Oh, the oatmeal cream
pie. Pie, yeah.
Some jerk from the 314 says, of course, BT loves dingers. He gave up enough of them.
I don't think that's nice.
I don't either.
Is that? It's zingers, not dingers.
Yeah, I know, but I just figured I'd read it. Zingers are good. The chocolate on chocolate, like that was my favorite one.
That is, I believe those are still in stores.
Do you guys like Twinkies?
Yeah.
I don't like Twinkies at all.
But I like them.
I don't like them at all.
They have chocolate Twinkies, which are basically Susie Q's.
I thought it was cool that somebody like put a Twinkie away for something like 20 years and then came in.
And it's still the same?
Still the same, yeah.
Right. Can't you do that with some places hamburger?
That's right.
Doesn't matter which place.
Yeah, that's right.
You can.
And the fries, too, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you throw a rock to it from here.
It digests fine, whatever.
With all due respect, Jeff Passan is an idiot. Molina has almost identical stats to Fisk and played in 10 less seasons.
Okay, it's fine what he says.
I'm telling you, if he just went on with hot takes as Elmo, I think that everything would be accepted really well. He could say just like right to your face that Yadi Molina's not even good at baseball. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
But it has to be as Elmo.
I'm 100% on board with that. I have no problem with him.
Yeah, me neither.
And in the last segment, you guys were talking about being bookies. With all due respect, if BT is my bookie, when I don't pay, does he break my legs or my dog's legs?
Oh, probably the dog's.
No, I'm going to take your dog as collateral.
Oh, okay.
Good.
That's fair.
Probably.
I like that idea. Fair.
And I'll treat it nice. I love me some animals, but that's going to be my dog until you pay up.
That's the way it should be.
Chances are.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for the texts to the Hot Shots text line. Yeah, thanks for calling in your text to the Hot Shots text line.
657-8-0,
whatever.
Oh.
What?
Me, what do you say if you're saying the text line?
I say, 657-8-0.
Anybody here with zero? Ryder's a zero guy because he corrected us for a long time, and then he said, screw it.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother anymore.
You do you.
Coming up next on 101 ESPN.
Nice.
We've talked about how the Cardinals have to play the hot hand, but what if that hot hand turns cold every couple of days, Matt Carpenter? That's next on 101 ESPN. On Sunday, due in large part to Colton Wong's injury, Matt Carpenter found himself back in the Cardinal lineup and had a three-hit game against Colorado and earned a spot in last night's game when he went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts against the Brewers.
What was that?
I think that's important.
Nice. Was that necessary?
No.
Kind of was.
It wasn't unnecessary.
It was
necessary either.
And I know people are upset by the fact that Carpenter is back in the lineup again tonight. But the fact of the matter is, Wong is still hurt. And when you have the choice between Carpenter and Jairo Munoz, essentially to play third base for you, I think most rational observers would put that at worst as a coin flip. And because the Cardinals scored 12 runs last night, scored a bunch of runs, 8 runs on Sunday, why not put together that lineup that has scored a bunch of runs, whether he was hot in it or not?
Yeah, no, I would do this same exact thing. I would put him right back out there, and the hope is that he sparks something again like he did 2 days ago. We did say yesterday, in a half-joking manner, at least I said in a half-joking manner, even if he goes 0 for today, I will have the lefty crutch to lean on. It's like, yeah, but it was a tough matchup versus a lefty. So I'm just going to keep leaning on that one and let him go out there today and get back to work. I still believe in the upside that's there for Matt Carpenter. Still believe that this team is a lot better if he is out there playing for you every day, if he's the guy that he's been in the past. Doesn't have to be the guy that hit 36 home runs, but he's got to be a guy that can be a threat. He's got to be a guy that's not going to slam every inside pitch off of his leg because he's cheating. He needs to be a guy that can serve the ball the other way and turn and drive stuff through the shift. And if he is showing you signs of that, then he plays. I think Munoz is a good player. But I think that if I'm going to pick somebody that I believe can take my team to the next level, I'm going to keep going with Carpenter. And by the way, this conversation is only happening because Colton Wong is not available currently.
Right.
Once Colton Wong is there, I'm Tommy Edman all day until he needs a day off.
Yeah, I don't think we're having this conversation. I don't even think we're even thinking about having the conversation if Colton Wong is available to play. Even if he does, and I'm talking about Carpenter, come out and have a three-hit night or a four-hit night or whatever it was he did a couple of nights ago, you can't just say, okay, he's back, he's fixed, let's go and let's run with this. It's something he's going to have to do for an extended period of time in order for you to feel comfortable putting him in the lineup, at least for me. The problem is you don't have that much time anymore. You have a little bit over a month. That's it. That is not a very long time at all, and we are well past the point of trying to wait on him to become the old Matt Carpenter. So I'm right there with you. As soon as Colton Wong is available to play, you've got to put Tommy Edman in Carpenter's spot, and that's the end of it. As far as the conversation between Carpenter and Munoz. Munoz isn't really having a great year either. So if I have to choose between the two, I think I'm still putting Carpenter in.
And for a long time, I think all three of us gave Matt Carpenter the benefit of the doubt. But now when he says, I feel close, I can't give him the benefit of the doubt anymore.
No.
This is a guy that in his last 14 days has hit 188 with a 350 on base and a 375 slug, 725 OPS, and overall this year in 101 games, he's hitting 216. He has a 697 OPS, and he has said a lot. I feel it getting closer, and it hasn't happened. So until we start to see the proof in the pudding, I don't think you can say, okay, well, he's close because he feels it.
Right, and you don't have the liberty down the stretch when you're in a division race to let him prove it day in and day out. If he is doing it, great. I treat him like I'm treating young players on my roster. I'm going to treat him like I treat Tommy Edman. Mm-hmm. Tommy Edman, the reason that he's getting ABs and the reason that he's playing day in and day out is because he's taken advantage of it, because he has forced their hand, and he's done so offensively, certainly, defensively, he's been very good as well. I treat Matt Carpenter the same way. If he gets a spot start, this is when you're all healthy. If he gets a start and he rattles off a good one, I'll put you back out there again, but you got to keep proving it.
And just for, I know a lot of people just listen to the games on the radio and don't read much about them and don't watch the games on TV. It's E-D-M-A-N, Tommy Edman. It's
not Edmonds.
Not Jim Edmonds.
Yeah.
No, like E-D-M-O-N.
A lot of Edmonds.
Yeah. A lot of people are thinking that, and that's just not the case. So.
Is that what the text line says?
Sometimes.
Oh.
So it just...
It's an easy mistake.
T-O-M-M-Y-E-D-M-A-N.
Yeah.
Edman.
Yeah, so Jim Edmonds is not playing. I think hopefully most people know that.
Yeah. And by the way, Edmonds' OPS is up to 761 now. Yeah.
Jim's?
And no Tommy's.
No, I don't know what that is right now.
Jim,
I think it's actually zero
Jim
this year.
This year it is, but man... He had some years where his OPS was absolutely off the charts. It was beautiful. But when you look at Edman lately, how hot he's been, we mentioned Carpenter's last 14 days. Edman's last 14 days, 347 batting average, 407 on base, 490 slug, and an 897 OPS. So what Matt Carpenter hasn't done over the last 2 weeks, Tommy Edman has, and that's why he is and should be in the lineup ahead of Matt Carpenter when everybody's healthy.
The conversation right now is certainly about this year. It's about the here, the now, and what makes this ball club better. Right now, without Colton Wong in the mix, seeing what Matt Carpenter can give you, it can't hurt at this point. I mean, it's a good option for you to have. We all agree that when the club gets whole, that means when Colton Wong is ready, that he's playing second, Tommy Edman's playing third, if you're making a lineup most days. But I do wonder again, can you draw, and I know they're different players, and they're maybe, I mean, they're at similar parts of their career, I guess. Do you draw anything from the Dexter Fowler having the bad year and then the Matt Carpenter having a bad year as to say, okay, well,
resetting
he's done
for next year?
Yeah. And I know
it's
we
too
talked
early
about this. It's too early to shut him down, right?
Yeah.
It's too early to say, he's done, he can't do it.
Well, there's reason to be concerned about it, but I'm with you. You can't just totally give up on it, and they're not either because he's got the contract. So I guess the best case for him is he comes back next year and feels rested, you know, mentally, physically, healthy, whatever it is. Because I do, and we talked about that idea of hitting the reset button.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen for a lot of players, and he's not 38 years old. He's still in his early 30s, so there still should be something there. I happen to think he's not feeling right, because I don't know what else would get him to the point where he just doesn't, his bat's slow, he's not hitting the ball hard. Maybe he is mentally messed up, but something physically has to not be right with him.
As he tries to alleviate and fix these problems, would you rather have him walk to the plate with two batting gloves on or walk to the plate with a shaved face?
Let's go batting gloves.
Yeah, I'm going BGs as well.
Okay.
I feel like every time I put batting gloves on, I really thought I was going to do something special.
Uh-huh.
All right? I thought I was going to crush a baseball.
They feel great, yeah.
Anytime I held a bat without batting gloves, I knew that you were going to shatter this piece of wood that I had in my hands. Like, I knew it was going to happen. And I knew if I swung, it was going to hurt so bad. So I would like to give him that sort of confidence. Now, he seems to already have it. He's had a lot of success without the batting gloves. But why not try it?
I'm with you, man. I don't know how you do it without the gloves. unless you do the Moises Alou. That seems to be the only way to
No
glove,
get no
your
love.
Hands.
That's a thing. You know, and it's been a thing for a long time.
It has. Yeah. It still is.
Yeah.
But I hope he's not doing the Moises Alou.
Why?
Well, you know what Moises used to do.
It worked out for Moises.
It worked out for him.
At the very least, do what Moises is doing. I would say do that. Yeah. Gloves or the Moises Alou?
I mean, you know how he got his hands in condition.
I know exactly how he got his hands in condition. So I shook that man's hand one time and then at a steakhouse.
And then you found out then after?
I knew before, and I was like, I did it.
He probably
still doesn't
do
it. Hands.
No, it was, it was definitely, calloused.
Yeah.
Yeah, very calloused over hands.
And let's not completely dismiss the idea of, at the very least, Carpenter walking to the plate with the Marcelo Zuna look with the beard and no mustache.
I'm down with that.
Why not? Try something.
It's an Amish look, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Marcel is.
I don't believe he.
I think he runs around in downtown St. Louis on one of those horse and buggies.
I don't think so, Randy.
I think he eats those Amish cookies from the Soulard Market.
I think everybody eats
those
Amish because they're delicious.
The
not so fast, my friend.
What, they're not?
Not.
They're not
what
good.
Are they?
All due respect, the Amish cookies at Soulard Market that I had were not great.
Really?
Yeah. I thought you guys are just like me. Oh, they're Amish. They've got to be great. That's what I thought. I bought a dozen. They
make their own butter.
They were awful.
Really?
All due respect, yes.
When did this
happen?
Maybe
somebody likes them last year, last summer.
Oh. And maybe it was just a bad batch.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Coming up, injuries are piling up as multiple NFL teams are holding their players out of preseason games. Will players be happy if fewer preseason games result in an expanded regular season? That's next on 101 ESPN. It is 6:02 in the Fast Lane. As a matter of fact, it's coming up on 6:03 in 3, 2, 1.
Woof.
Woof. 6:03, your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers and officially licensed Rolex jeweler Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker. And we have, with all due respect, coming up in just a moment here on 101 ESPN. Before we get to that, though, if you haven't heard, NFL teams are having a really hard time finding kickers. Even with the regular season just weeks away, teams are scrambling to find a legitimate kicker and are willing to look anywhere, including other sports. Trainer James Galanis told Fox Sports that Carly Lloyd was offered the chance to be the first woman to play in the NFL. He said today she got another call from another NFL team. The one that called today, I don't want to say who it is, was willing to put her on the roster for their next game. They were willing to put her on the roster. She was told she could play on Thursday, the NFL game, but she's playing Thursday with the national team. So that was a conflict. With all due respect, at least the NFL would pay her what she's worth.
Well, in some cases, more than she's worth, Cody Parkey.
Whoa.
He made many millions of dollars.
He made many kicks when they didn't matter quite as much as the ones that mattered the most.
That's when you need them the most.
Yeah. I would love to see her get an opportunity to just do it.
If she didn't have a job already that she was committed to, she would have gone to the
this one pays better.
Tryout. Or the preseason game, right?
It's capitalism. Get in.
Yeah.
So Kobe Bryant telling TMZ that he would have won 12 blanking rings if Shaq had gotten his lazy ass in shape. With all due respect, Kobe, yes, you would have gotten those rings, but you needed the man to get them.
It's obviously true.
Yeah, I think so too. That's all right.
That's funny.
That's all right. Those two, those guys have quite the relationship, right?
Yeah, they do.
I think they kind of love each other a little bit. Maybe.
Lazy ass.
Maybe
it's
a
awesome.
Little bit. Shaq might be my favorite superstar on earth. Like, anything he does, I really enjoy.
Really?
Yeah.
What about
his rap albums?
Kazam.
Loved them. Kazam was all right. I said loved. Okay. Kazam, don't love. But it was all right. His rap albums.
There's no way you love it.
Yes, for
you
sure.
Love.
Shaq Diesel? Loved it. It was
love.
The first CD I had ever. And then Shaq Fu, The Return.
You loved it when you were a kid.
Yeah, it holds up. I put it right up there with like Ice Cube's early stuff.
Oh, okay.
Holds up really, really well.
What about Blueprint? Is it on par with Blueprint?
I mean, Blueprint is, I think, lyrically a tiny bit ahead of where Shaq was.
Okay.
But I mean, as far as him not doing it for a living, I think that he really, really nailed it. You want to fight? Come fight me. I hit you with the bop, bop, bop. In your eye, see? Get him, Shaq. Tell me this ain't good.
It's awesome.
Well, I don't know if I'd say awesome.
What do you
it's
mean?
Awesome. It's better than you would expect
it's better
from
than
somebody.
Le'Veon Bell.
Well, I mean,
that's
the bar's
sure.
not so high, but yes, you're right.
Shaq hooked up with the Fushnikins too. They were the crew back in the day. All right, you know that sometimes people strike out. They get a tad emotional. Maybe you throw a bat down. Maybe you rip your batting gloves off and slap an umpire with it. That's what happened to Keon Broxton. He was punched out in. He was punched out. He was upset about it. J.A. Happ threw one on the corner. He didn't like the call. Home plate umpire Manny Gonzalez rang him, and you know Keon threw his glove off in upset, ready to go back out to the field. He turns around to get tossed. Manny threw him out of the ball game. With all due respect, a glove to the face means a duel, not an ejection.
That's a great point.
Should have been some sort of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
That
is right.
Should have been a showdown, not a kickout.
Yeah. So someone's going to lose.
Yeah. I mean, that's how duels work.
I guess I'm more
Could you
than,
imagine yeah. living in a time where if you wanted to settle something, you would calmly take off your glove, staring at another gentleman, and slap him in the face with it and say, it's go time. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go load these weapons.
Well, it's one hell of a way to settle
it. We're going to stand back to back, and we're going to take 10 paces.
It's a hell of a way to settle a disagreement.
And your wobbly-ass hand ain't going to be able to shoot me. The good old days.
So thank you to this contribution, or to a texter for this contribution. I had no idea this existed. But with all due respect to every other mascot in sports, the Scottsdale Community College artichoke is the best. I showed you guys pictures yep. of the artichoke.
I like it.
Looks happy.
Yeah.
It's like a really happy artichoke.
I like artichokes. Artichoke mm-hmm. hearts are really
yeah,
good in
of
salads.
Course.
The grilled artichoke is
oh, yeah,
good.
For sure.
I mean, this one's good, too.
Yeah, look at him just lounging on the chair.
I just kind of wonder how that comes about.
I don't know.
Even if artichokes are like there's tons of them in your area, how do you still say we're going to be the fighting artichokes?
Well, everything else is
how
taken.
How do you have a sports team that has choke in the name?
That's true. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Good thinking.
Big Sis, what do you got for us?
BT was talking about the Broxton glove slap. With all due respect, the glove slap was the hardest thing Broxton hit all night.
Oh, ooh. God.
That's not nice.
Zingers.
Not incorrect.
From the Hotshot text line, 65780. With all due respect, Randy, I hate when you guys say call the text line at 65780 as in O. It is not O, it's zero.
Sorry, you hate it.
And then they butchered our text number after that.
Did they?
Yeah. 657,
awesome.
Not 69.
I think everybody knows Jeez. What we're talking about.
I totally understand that. And the proper way is 65780. I can't do it. Zero is O.
Yep.
I don't know why. It just is to me.
How often do you give a phone number and say zero instead of O?
Actually, so when I'm, that's kind of funny because anytime I'm actually giving out my phone number,
well,
I say zero.
Do you?
I say zero, yeah.
Yeah, well, what's the rest of it? Just so we have a context.
Six. Eight.
I have a zero
niner.
In mine, and I call it an O.
Do you?
Yep.
So when you're saying it's like blank, whatever, O, three.
Exactly.
That's what do I do in mine. Yep.
I say zero. Yep. I make sure it's very... Because anytime I have to tell somebody a phone number, it's something like important or they need it. So I want to make sure I enunciate
Excuse
really well.
Me.
What?
Meet it? Is that what you said?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Like so. By the way, why'd you smile? Why'd you smile and get excited when you said "ooh zinger"? Was it because of the little snack that was zinger?
No.
Oh.
Do you like
those
zingers?
Are good. Yep.
Who
zingers
doesn't
are
like
good.
Zingers? Come on.
Out of all of those, so like zingers, the Hostess cupcake, ding dongs,
little Debbie Swiss rolls.
Yeah. No, yeah. Swiss rolls. We'll throw those in. Nutter butters. We'll throw those in as well. I
stop
think
the
they,
fight now. Just stop the fight.
Where are you stopping it at?
Little Debbie Swiss rolls in
See,
the freezer.
See,
that's
the game
next level.
Done
yeah.
that. It's next level.
Zebra cakes in the freezer.
I'm going ding dongs.
Ding dongs are strong.
Guy.
Ding dongs. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with ding dongs, but
we had.
I love to eat Little Debbie's.
We had Mike Ryder come in with Star Crunch.
Ooh,
Star
strong.
Crunch. That's strong from the cat guy.
What about the cosmic brownies? Are you guys a fan
the
of those?
Cat guy.
Cosmic brownies?
Yeah.
Is that what you? That's what you get in Amsterdam, isn't it?
No, that's a different kind.
I've never had a cosmic brownie.
They got the different colored
the
sprinkles.
The little Debbie brownie ones, though, the ones that just had like the little walnuts on it, those were a winner back in the day.
Yeah, it's like that, but with sprinkles.
What? That sounds better.
Another texter wants to know, how do you call a text line?
I don't say that.
Excellent question. We've had multiple people ask that question. I think it was in reference to the texter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The texter who said...
You can try, though.
So...
Leave us a text on our mic drop.
Every single morning for breakfast, 365 days a year, Nick Saban has two Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think it is true. Yeah, Coach worked with him. Coach Venturi worked with Saban, and he's done that for a long time.
Wow. I mean, he's single-handedly keeping
Little Debbie in business.
Little Debbie in business.
Yeah.
Cream pies are good, though.
They're good. I don't know if I could do two a morning every single morning.
Bring it on.
That was a treat my great-grandmother used to have at the house all the time. Little Debbie.
Little Debbie Swiss
oatmeal,
rolls.
Yeah, the oatmeal.
Oh, the oatmeal cream pies.
Pie, yeah.
Some jerk from the 314 says, of course, BT loves dingers. He gave up enough of them.
I don't think that's nice.
I don't either.
Is that, it's zingers, not dingers.
Yeah, I know, but I just figured I'd read it. Zingers are good. The chocolate on chocolate, like that was my favorite one.
That is, I believe those are still in stores.
Do you guys like Twinkies?
Yeah.
I don't like Twinkies at all.
But I like them.
I don't like them at all.
They have chocolate Twinkies, which are basically Susie Q's.
I thought it was cool that somebody like put a Twinkie away for something like 20 years and then came in. And
and it's still the same?
Still the same, yeah.
Right. Can't you do that with some places hamburger?
That's right.
Doesn't matter which place.
Yeah, that's right.
You can.
And the fries too, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you throw a rock to it from here.
It digests fine, whatever.
With all due respect, Jeff Passan is an idiot. Molina has almost identical stats to Fisk and played in 10 less seasons.
Okay, it's fine what he says.
I'm telling you, if he just went on with hot takes as Elmo, I think that everything would be accepted really well. He could say just like right to your face that Yadier Molina is not even good at baseball. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it has to be as Elmo.
I'm 100% on board with that. I have no problem with him.
Yeah, me neither.
And in the last segment, you guys were talking about being bookies. With all due respect, if BT is my bookie, when I don't pay, does he break my legs or my dog's legs?
Oh, probably the dog's.
No, I'm going to take your dog as collateral.
Oh, okay.
Good.
That's fair.
Probably.
I like that idea.
Fair. And I'll treat it nice. I love me some animals, but that's going to be my dog until you pay up.
That's the way it should be.
Chances are.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for the texts to the Hot Shots text line. Yeah, thanks for calling in your text to the Hot Shots text line.
657-8-0,
whatever.
Oh.
What?
Me, what do you say if you're saying the text line?
I say 657-8-0.
Anybody here with zero? Ryder's a zero guy because he corrected us for a long time, and then he said, screw it.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother anymore.
You do you.
Coming up next on 101 ESPN.
Nice.
We've talked about how the Cardinals have to play the hot hand, but what if that hot hand turns cold every couple of days, Matt Carpenter? That's next on 101 ESPN. On Sunday, due in large part to Colton Wong's injury, Matt Carpenter found himself back in the Cardinal lineup and had a three-hit game against Colorado and earned a spot in last night's game when he went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts against the Brewers.
What was that?
I think that's important.
Nice. Was that necessary?
No.
Kind of was.
It wasn't unnecessary, but it wasn't necessary either.
And I know people are upset by the fact that Carpenter is back in the lineup again tonight. But the fact of the matter is, Wong is still hurt. And when you have the choice between Carpenter and Jairo Munoz, essentially to play third base for you, I think most rational observers would put that at worst as a coin flip. And because the Cardinals scored 12 runs last night, scored a bunch of runs, 8 runs on Sunday, why not put together that lineup that has scored a bunch of runs, whether he was hot in it or not?
Yeah, no, I would do this same exact thing. I would put him right back out there, and the hope is that he sparks something again like he did 2 days ago. We did say yesterday, in a half-joking manner, at least I said in a half-joking manner, even if he goes 0 for today, I will have the lefty crutch to lean on. It's like, yeah, but it was a tough matchup versus a lefty. So I'm just going to keep leaning on that one and let him go out there today and get back to work. I still believe in the upside that's there for Matt Carpenter. Still believe that this team is a lot better if he is out there playing for you every day, if he's the guy that he's been in the past. Doesn't have to be the guy that hit 36 home runs, but he's got to be a guy that can be a threat. He's got to be a guy that's not going to slam every inside pitch off of his leg because he's cheating. He needs to be a guy that can serve the ball the other way and turn and drive stuff through the shift. And if he is showing you signs of that, then he plays. I think Munoz is a good player. But I think that if I'm going to pick somebody that I believe can take my team to the next level, I'm going to keep going with Carpenter. And by the way, this conversation is only happening because Colton Wong is not available currently.
Right.
Once Colton Wong is there, I'm Tommy Edman all day.
Yep.
Until he needs a day off.
Yeah, I don't think we're having this conversation. I don't even think we're even thinking about having the conversation if Colton Wong is available to play. Even if he does, and I'm talking about Carpenter, come out and have a three-hit night or a four-hit night or whatever it was he did a couple of nights ago, you can't just say, okay, he's back, he's fixed, let's go and let's run with this. It's something he's going to have to do for an extended period of time in order for you to feel comfortable putting him in the lineup, at least for me. The problem is you don't have that much time anymore. You have a little bit over a month. That's it. That is not a very long time at all, and we are well past the point of trying to wait on him to become the old Matt Carpenter. So I'm right there with you. As soon as Colton Wong is available to play, you've got to put Tommy Edman in Carpenter's spot, and that's the end of it. As far as the conversation between Carpenter and Munoz, Munoz isn't really having a great year either. So if I have to choose between the two, I think I'm still putting Carpenter in.
And for a long time, I think all three of us gave Matt Carpenter the benefit of the doubt. But now when he says, I feel close, I can't give him the benefit of the doubt anymore.
No.
This is a guy that in his last 14 days has hit 188 with a 350 on base and a 375 slug, 725 OPS. And overall, this year in 101 games, he's hitting 216. He has a 697 OPS. And he has said a lot, I feel it getting closer. And it hasn't happened. So until we start to see the proof in the pudding, I don't think you can say, okay, well, he's close because he feels it.
Right, and you don't have the liberty down the stretch when you're in a division race to let him prove it day in and day out. If he is doing it, great. I treat him like I'm treating young players on my roster. I'm going to treat him like I treat Tommy Edman.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Edman, the reason that he's getting ABs and the reason that he's playing day in and day out is because he's taken advantage of it, because he has forced their hand, and he's done so offensively, certainly, defensively, he's been very good as well. I treat Matt Carpenter the same way. If he gets a spot start, this is when you're all healthy. If he gets a start and he rattles off a good one, I'll put you back out there again, but you got to keep proving it.
And just for, I know a lot of people just listen to the games on the radio and don't read much about them and don't watch the games on TV. It's E-D-M-A-N, Tommy Edman. It's
not Edmonds.
Not Jim Edmonds.
Yeah.
No, like E-D-M-O-N.
A lot of Edmonds.
Yeah. A lot of people are thinking that, and that's just not the case. So,
is that what the text line says?
Sometimes.
Oh.
So it just,
it's right. It's an easy mistake.
T-O-M-M-Y-E-D-M-A-N.
Yeah.
Edman.
Yeah, so Jim Edmonds is not playing. I think hopefully most people know that.
Yeah. And by the way, Edmonds' OPS is up to 761 now. Yeah.
Jim's?
And no Tommy's.
No, I don't know what that is right now.
Jim,
I think it's actually zero
Jim
this year.
This year it is, but man, he had some years where his OPS was absolutely off the charts. It was beautiful. But when you look at Edman lately, how hot he's been, we mentioned Carpenter's last 14 days. Edman's last 14 days, 347 batting average, 407 on base, 490 slug, and an 897 OPS. So what Matt Carpenter hasn't done over the last 2 weeks, Tommy Edman has, and that's why he is and should be in the lineup ahead of Matt Carpenter when everybody's healthy.
The conversation right now is certainly about this year. It's about the here, the now, and what makes this ball club better. Right now, without Colton Wong in the mix, seeing what Matt Carpenter can give you, it can't hurt at this point. I mean, it's a good option for you to have. We all agree that when the club gets whole, that means when Colton Wong is ready, that he's playing second, Tommy Edman's playing third, if you're making the lineup most days. But I do wonder again, can you draw, and I know they're different players, and they're maybe, I mean, they're at similar parts of their career, I guess. Do you draw anything from the Dexter Fowler having the bad year and then the Matt Carpenter having a bad year as to say, oh, okay, well,
he's done
forever.
For next year?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and I think it's too early. It's too early to shut him down, right? Yeah. It's too early to say, right. He's done. He can't do it.
Well, there's reason to be concerned about it, but I'm with you. You can't just totally give up on it, and they're not either because he's got the contract. So I guess the best case for him is he comes back next year and feels rested, you know, mentally, physically, healthy, whatever it is. Because I do, and we talked about that idea of hitting the reset button. Mm-hmm. It does happen for a lot of players, and he's not 38 years old. He's still in his early 30s, so there still should be something there. I happen to think he's not feeling right, because I don't know what else would get him to the point where he just doesn't. His bat's slow. He's not hitting the ball hard. Maybe he is mentally messed up, but something physically has to not be right with him.
As he tries to alleviate and fix these problems, would you rather have him walk to the plate with two batting gloves on or walk to the plate with a shaved face?
Let's go batting gloves.
Yeah, I'm going BGs as well.
Okay.
I feel like every time I put batting gloves on, I really thought I was going to do something special.
Uh-huh.
All right? I thought I was going to crush a baseball.
They feel great, yeah.
Anytime I held a bat without batting gloves, I knew that you were going to shatter this piece of wood that I had in my hands. Like, I knew it was going to happen. And I knew if I swung, it was going to hurt so bad. So I would like to give him that sort of confidence. Now, he seems to already have it. He's had a lot of success without the batting gloves. But why not try it?
I'm with you, man. I don't know how you do it without the gloves, unless you do the Moises Alou. That seems to be the only way to
No glove,
get
no
your
love.
Hands.
That's a thing, you know, and it's been a thing for a long time.
It has. Yeah. It still is.
Yeah.
But I hope he's not doing the Moises Alou.
Why?
Well, you know what Moises used to do.
It worked out for Moises.
It worked out for him.
At the very least, do what Moises is doing. I would say do that. Yeah. Gloves or the Moises Alou?
I mean, you know how he got his hands in condition.
I know exactly how he got his hands in condition. So I shook that man's hand one time and then at a steakhouse.
And then you found out after?
I knew before, and I was like, I did it.
He probably still doesn't do it.
It was definitely, it was like calloused.
Yeah.
Yeah, very calloused over hands.
And let's not completely dismiss the idea of, at the very least, Carpenter walking to the plate with the Marcelo Zuna look with the beard and no mustache.
I'm down with that.
Why not? Try something.
It's an Amish look, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Marcel is.
I don't believe you know.
I think he runs around in downtown St. Louis on one of those horse and buggies.
I don't think so, Randy.
I think he eats those Amish cookies from the Soulard Market.
I think everybody eats those
Amish
because they're delicious.
The
not so fast, my friend.
What, they're not?
Not.
They're not
what
good.
Are they?
All due respect, the Amish cookies at Soulard Market that I had were not great.
Really?
Yeah. I thought, you guys are just like me. Oh, they're Amish. They've got to be great. That's what I thought. I bought a dozen. They
make their own butter.
They were awful.
Really?
All due respect, yes.
When did this
happen?
Maybe
somebody likes them. Last year, last summer.
Oh. And maybe it was just a bad batch.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Coming up, injuries are piling up as multiple NFL teams are holding their players out of preseason games. Will players be happy if fewer preseason games result in an expanded regular season? That's next on 101 ESPN. Last week, we told you about how Ryan Seacrest thought the preseason is dumb, so he's not going to play his players.
Oh, Sean McVay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Right. Yeah, the Rams guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he decided he's not going to...
Rams guy.
Yeah. He's not going to play his players in the preseason because he thinks the preseason is stupid. And he's probably right. Everybody needs to get on board with this idea of the preseason being stupid. We're going to have the college football season open for everybody on Saturday. They haven't played any preseason games. They did some scrimmages and stuff like that. And the games will be fine.
Yeah, they will be fine. The only problem with getting on board with the preseason being stupid is you make season ticket holders pay for that crap.
Right.
That's the problem. If you fix that aspect of it, I don't think that people would care as much.
That's
fine with it.
That's probably the only real hang-up, is that if you want the season tickets, you have to take those too.
I would think that if NFL teams would simply cut the season down to 8 home games and charge people the same amount that they're charging for 10, it'll be fine. If you send in a check for $1,500, you don't really care about the preseason games anyway. All you're paying for really is the regular season games. Nobody cares about the preseason. So anyway, that's one thing. But Cam Newton sprained his left foot during the first quarter of the Panthers' preseason loss to New England last Thursday. He made several jump cuts before eventually being grabbed around the lower leg and sacked. He limped off the field after the play and didn't return. And the Panthers are hoping that he will be available for the opener. Marty Herney saying that he is cautiously optimistic that Newton will be available for week one.
Randy,
yeah.
Not to say this is the same thing, but
yeah.
Frank Reich said that the Colts were cautiously optimistic that Andrew Luck was going to be ready for week one.
Well, great point. That has been true multiple times with Andrew Luck.
Yeah, but he's not ready.
Oh.
No.
He retired.
Oh, that's a
problem.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to be ready. Lamar Miller tears his ACL. And the teams that aren't playing anybody are going to be healthy going into the regular season.
What positions do you believe it's most important? I don't think skill positions you need to be out there. I think that stuff is going to happen. Unless you have like a new rookie quarterback and you need to see live action, see where the QB needs to see where you're going to be, how he runs routes. You need to see how the ball comes out of his hands when he's under duress.
But that should be happening in practice.
Yeah, but right. But it's not the same, right? Like, that's a little bit different. But I wonder, like, I feel like there's got to be some sort of a balance, because I don't know if I can have my guys just roll in and not take any real hits before they get into it. Because I would think that there's a little fear of injury when you haven't taken a hit in, you know, 8 months, a real
Le'Veon
hit.
Le'Veon Bell said he wanted to be hit.
Yeah, well, but he also wanted to, you know, hold out a whole year, too.
But
I really think there is something to that part of it also. Just like anything else, though, like you might be trying to get that guy out there, get him a couple of reps. That guy ends up getting hurt. Then you have a veteran that's played every snap, and all of a sudden he's fine. You just never know.
But what is the greater likelihood? And I'll pose this question to the two of you. A greater risk of injury playing in preseason games, or a greater risk of injury by the first game you play is week one of the regular season, when all you do outside of it is practice? I would say you're still more likely to get hurt in a preseason game that doesn't mean anything than you are if you're just to start week one and go from there.
Well, if you're playing in the preseason game, Adrian Peterson, I don't think he's ever played in a preseason game since his rookie year. Todd Gurley isn't playing in preseason games. Saquon Barkley barely played during the preseason. You aren't seeing the premier players, the star players, even participate
right.
in the postseason.
And then a lot of them don't get hurt regular season.
Yeah, but I don't think that you could say there's a correlation of if you don't get hurt in the preseason game, I don't think that you can say you're more likely to get hurt in the preseason than you are the regular season. It's just reps. I mean, it's just live action, live fire.
Right. What I'm saying is I don't think you're any more likely to get hurt if you skip preseason and just jump right into week one. You know, I don't think you need that practice or those reps of playing in the preseason in order to make you more likely to not get injured when the regular season starts.
I bet everybody's different. I bet there are some guys that like it. Like you were saying, Le'Veon Bell likes to get hit. I bet there are a few positions, and maybe some guys in the trenches like to get that live fire, like to get those reps. And other guys that say, you know what? I know the playbook. I know everything about this. I'm good to go. And by the way, if I'm a coach, I'm going to trust that guy.
It's really just more valuable for teams trying to get a look at their younger players they don't know anything about, or people they have picked up either in the draft or free agent signings.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that because of the lack of practice time you have, because coaches don't get two-a-days anymore, they barely get to be with their players during the off-season program, those undrafted free agents that you don't know about don't get the opportunity to show themselves really anymore, because you don't get a chance to put them in against better competition. And like BT was saying, the guys that you really do want to get preseason reps for are your linemen, and you just aren't going to give them the opportunity during the young lineman, the undrafted guy, the opportunity during the preseason to make the team. The 1999 Rams, almost half of that roster was made up of undrafted free agents because they had the opportunity during a lot of practice time to impress the coaches. And there just isn't as much opportunity because there isn't as much practice.
No. And then I guess you make that up during the preseason games. You know, and maybe those four games, if you're a young player, if you haven't proven yourself yet, you could probably go a long way in doing that during the preseason games. But for the skill position guys or your most important players on the roster, it's probably not necessary to be involved in those.
Now, Dan Graziano of ESPN reported that sources who've been briefed on the current state of CBA negotiations told him that there has been little substantive progress in talks so far. The player side is determined to increase its share of the revenue pool, while the owners so far have indicated that they're not interested in discussing the revenue split, absent a discussion on the possibility of expanding the regular season, which would naturally go to a reduction of the preseason. I think that would be a better thing. I think less preseason, especially now because coaches aren't going to play their guys, less preseason is better.
So what he's saying there, though, is that the owners aren't talking about splitting more money unless there's more money.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Which makes it look. I believe that most football fans would say, yeah, fine, bring it on. More games is great. I'd have to think, even with a little bit more money, I think a lot of players would be like, nah, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth the extra toll.
The physical toll would be unbelievable.
Well, especially, a couple of extra games might take a year or so off your career. You're not going to make your money that way.
If you're playing zero or maybe even 20 snaps in four preseason games, and then all of a sudden you have an extra game where you're playing 70 snaps, and it's for real, that's a different thing.
And it depends on how much of your contract is guaranteed to you. And a lot of these guys don't have a ton of money that's guaranteed to them. So I don't know if I'd want that extra risk either, just for a nominal amount of cash coming my way. If it can't make up for me losing time because I get injured and most of my contract is not guaranteed to me, I don't know if I want to do it either.
I should have complained more about paying for preseason tickets when I was an NFL season ticket holder.
Did you go to the games?
Yeah, I did.
The preseason game?
I did.
Wow. And you don't even drink.
I was a gamer.
Yeah.
I got to see Trent Green tear up his knee in 1999.
Well, at least
that was
there
history,
for that.
Though.
It was history.
So there's that.
Would
for
you,
somebody.
I know we were talking about expanding the schedule. Would you be in for an expanded playoffs, though?
Yeah, I would.
I'm always in for more playoff teams.
Yeah, and that'll be for, especially as they do it in the future, more gambling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of why I'm in.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we've got one segment left here in this edition of the Fast Lane, and we want your text for a game of Would You Rather. Get them in now to the Hot Shots text line, 65780 on 101 ESPN. We always enjoy games of Would You Rather here on 101 ESPN, and we like your participation via the Hot Shots text line, 65780. If you'd like to participate in Would You Rather, just send us a text, and Big Sizz will provide it to us. Big Sizz, take it away.
Would you rather get a paper cut from everything that you touch or bite your tongue from everything that you eat?
I think I'm going paper cuts as much as I hate the idea of
everything
paper cuts.
Does that include keyboards?
Everything gives you a cut?
Damn.
I think I'm just going to end up being skinnier and not eating as much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eat a lot of Jello.
You're still biting yourself, though.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
If you don't chew, then how can you
do? I think it basically means this. All you'd have to do is you eat three times a day, okay? So three tongue bites. But you touch stuff constantly all day, multiple times per hour. So you're talking like dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of paper cuts.
Either way, you're going to die, aren't you? Because you're going to bleed out. Ultimately.
Probably. Yeah, you want the food thing.
So you're going to die via 1,000 paper cuts or biting your tongue? Sad.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bad day.
Back in your single days, would you rather date Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus?
Taylor Swift seems like she's got it together a little bit more than Miley Cyrus, I think. I think I'm going to go T-Swift.
The crazy could be fun, though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Miley might be a good time.
The bald Miley?
Nah, she's doing the. She's off that now.
Okay. And Swifty, it used to be like when she would date somebody, she'd only date him for a weekend.
Right. I think she got dumped a lot.
Probably. So, but you know there's going to be a song about you at some point.
Exactly. If you're Taylor Swift, you're getting dumped. That means there's something wrong with her. That she's, yeah. I mean, Taylor Swift.
Like the Jennifer
you'd be
Aniston
happy
thing.
About that.
It's like, how did yeah, Jennifer how do Aniston you, go through as much?
Right.
As
how
she
do
did?
You break up with this? Well, yep. When you're Brad Pitt and you can upgrade.
That happens.
Yeah.
I think I would go Swiftie too. I'm with you guys.
That'd be nice to be Brad Pitt in his prime. You can, no matter what, you can always upgrade. Yeah. Doesn't matter who you're with.
Yeah.
You could upgrade.
He must probably nice. Still can.
Probably.
Probably does.
He might.
Well,
allegedly.
Would you rather be hand-fed by Jason Pierre-Paul, but he does not cook any of the food that he's feeding you, or have him cook all of the food, no gloves, and touch everything before it comes out?
I don't know why we... I'd rather have my food cooked, but why are we so grossed out by it?
Is he going to feed me with the other hand?
He doesn't have open wounds.
That's the play right there.
Aren't they both kind of mangled?
It doesn't matter.
No, I think he's got an okay hand.
If the hand is clean... And it's not bleeding. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll have him feed me because, you know, I don't want him to touch. Well, he's going to touch it anyhow. I don't know, his hand's gnarly.
Yeah, but it's not open.
It doesn't
it's
matter
just
if it's
a
open.
Hand.
His left hand is fine.
It's if his hand is as clean as anybody else's
you know
hand, it doesn't
he can,
matter.
He can prepare the food and he can touch everything, but I don't want to see his hand when I'm eating.
You know, it's going to be hard for him to feed you popcorn. He's going to have to hold it like with his ring finger and his thumb.
One at a time?
Yeah. It's not going to be like Cameron Diaz.
Feeding A-Rod?
Yeah. Yeah. At the Super Bowl.
Would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation or burp after every kiss?
I'm going to go with the serious conversation, too. Kind of lighten the mood a little bit.
I do both anyway.
I don't have that many serious conversations. I'll go with that.
After every, like, show meeting we have.
Yeah.
On your way out of the office.
I'm down.
Yep.
Sounds good, guys.
Would you rather have to hang out with Meat in public, not job-related, or fight Tyler O'Neill?
Of course I'd hang out with you.
Why would I not want to hang out with
you're
you?
The best. That's what they're saying. I don't
hang
know.
Hang out with you anytime.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Nice.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, shucks.
Meet up with Meat. He goes home at 10 o'clock. Sounds good.
No, the key for me is going to be if I invite Meat to be out in public with me, like to play golf or something, is he even going to consider it? Will he even go with me? Or is he going to do some stupid broadcasting thing?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Did you big time Randy?
Did
you
I big time
totally,
Randy?
Totally
what did
big
you
time.
Do?
I told Randy no, straight up. What'd you do?
I just said no. I've got stuff I've got to do.
Got yeah, stuff I got to do.
Volleyball and
I heard
some
that so much
stuff.
When I was in high school.
Oh, my God.
Poor Randy.
Story of my life. Got stuff I got to do.
You got to wash my hair that week.
Oh, really?
All week? Yeah, it's crazy.
Gotta so, fill out paperwork. Oh,
you
want to
go out this weekend? No. I gotta wash my hair.
I'm busy that day. What day was that again?
I have to go to church and wash my hair.
It's Thursday.
That's right. We go to mass. You're not Catholic. Poor Randy.
Would you rather have to go back to only using rotary phones or every TV screen is only 25 inches?
Rotary phones.
Rotary phones
right.
All the way.
That means no texting, right?
Yes,
like
true.
No smartphone,
fine.
No
if
exactly.
Everybody, if everybody's on the same playing field,
yeah,
we're
good.
Yep.
All 25-inch screens. How this monitor in front of me, probably 25 inches, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, no chance. What's the smallest TV in your house, Randy?
Have a 40-inch one in the bedroom. So that'd be it.
Yeah, it's hard to go downhill. Remember when 40-inch used to be
monsters?
Monsters,
yeah.
Like, if anybody had something bigger than that, like, they were balling out of
right.
control. Now you can get some good deals.
Oh, there was a 75-inch Samsung yesterday somewhere for $300.
What?
Yep.
No
it's
way.
Absurd.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
They have 100-inch ones out yet?
I think
they got those, right?
I've seen 85. I'm sure there's 100.
I love that we're in an era where the size of your TV is no longer impressive.
Yeah.
that everybody can have a big one.
That is cool.
Yeah. Got a 75-incher. No big deal.
Good Lord. How do you get around like that?
I'll see if I can find out where it was.
Would you rather have ice cream? Every time you have ice cream, you have long hairs in the ice cream.
Ew.
Or everything you eat that is warm has cold pockets in it.
Cold pockets.
Yeah,
dude.
I'll take cold pockets. Yeah, absolutely.
Who would pick hair? Who would pick hair?
Nobody. If I reheat food, and I don't know, there are like mashed potatoes or something.
Mashed potatoes get cold pockets pretty easily.
Right in the middle, very easily. And then you power through it. It's no big deal. But the hair is a meal stopper. As soon as you see it and you're not sure if it's yours or not, you're finished.
I agree with that. Yeah. At a restaurant, at home, no matter what. Yeah.
What do you think is worse though? Hair or a finger?
Ugh.
That you find in your burrito.
Finger, but I got to think about it.
Probably the finger, chances are.
Yeah, it would be pretty bad. I think it's the Amazon 75-inch TV for... It's not 300, it was like 379.
Well, what? That's close enough.
Would you rather have to wake up every morning and take a blue chew before you go to school as
chew
a teenager?
It or do it.
That's right. That's right.
And do it.
I think you're supposed to give that to kids.
Hey, Ronj, class is over. You can get up and leave now.
No, I can't.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You got any tape?
Give me a second.
Or go to work as an adult every morning after a blue chew.
I think it's just give the product to adults.
I would go with the adults thing.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, I think your life in high school is going to be way more miserable.
It was Best Buy, by the way. It wasn't Amazon. It was Best Buy.
Oh, that's good. Imagine having that be a problem for you in high school.
Yeah. Man.
Where you just... It would be...
Every day.
It would be literal
right
hell.
No. I don't know.
Awful.
Thanks,
Big
Sis.
Thank you.
That's our producer, Brad Barnes. There it is, right there. BT.
Jeff Passignotti's a Hall of Famer. Did he just laugh at me like Elmer?
Sure, man, right in your face.
I think he did. Ronj.
Marp's coming up soon.
I'll never get tired of that, I don't think. I enjoy that immensely. As always, Mike Ryder doing a spectacular job as our board operator today. And tomorrow, Bernie will be back in the morning from 7 to 10, Kevin Wheeler, and then Alex Ferrario in for Anthony Stalter this week before us. So we hope that you will tune in throughout the day here on 101 ESPN. For all of us, until tomorrow at 3 o'clock, good night, St. Louis.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.